With Michelle Jordan on BBC Radio Berkshire.
Now, our next uploader is the author of a free ebook, and they've uploaded it, and it attempts to explain in a very kid-friendly way, because it's a kid's book, a very complicated topic.
In 2020, an awful virus crept across our planet. It can pass from Ben to Henry, and from Henry on to Janet. You cannot see it with your eyes, it doesn't make a noise or smell, but it can spread onto your hands, which can make you feel unwell. Even if it doesn't, you could still carry it and pass it on to someone who's not as strong or fit. The government on the telly gives us ways to stay safe and sound. Put plenty of soap on your hands and wash it round and round.
Now, that was a reading from the ebook that Daniel Allman from Reading has uploaded, which explains the coronavirus crisis to kids. And I've got Daniel on the phone. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm all right. So how did this come about? What made you write this book?
So it was literally a project that me and my wife wrote for our two-year-old that we've got at home. As she was really struggling to sort of understand it herself, so we thought, you know, she really responds well to like a sort of like bedtime story and
yeah.
sort of rhyming and repetition stuff seems to sink in for simple things like brushing your teeth. So why not try it for explaining why she's stuck inside?
Do you know what? You might just have answered 1,000,000,000, you know, parents all across the country. You might have really helped out because no one, you couldn't, it's not like you could have ordered this book, could you? And sort of thought, oh, I need a corona crisis little book.
It's not like one off the bookshelf.
No.
I've got that floating around somewhere.
Yeah. Didn't we have that last year? Let's get that out again. Yeah. I mean, this is genius.
Yeah, so it was one that we never intended like for it to sort of go the way it did. But I said we wrote basically just some words and took a picture of it and stuck it on our personal Facebook, just saying, "Oh, we wrote this for Ariel." A couple of sort of friends with kids said, "Oh, actually, I really like those words. You know, are you going to sort of put some pictures to it and things like that?" And one of our a friend of a friend actually ended up commenting saying, "Oh, actually, I'm an illustrator." And I'd love to get involved and actually turn this into like a full book. And obviously, you know, we knew with very short timescales and everything, how are we going to get that book to be available for as many people as possible? So we sort of did a bit of research and found out we could put it online. So we set up a website, put it for free as like a PDF download. And now we've also got it on like Amazon and Apple Books and things like that as well.
If people want to get the free ebook, how can they do that, Daniel?
So, like I say, we set up a website which is stuckinsidebook.com, and there's all the options on there. So, however you want to download it for free, and there's all the stuff on there. And then, like I say, because we've got quite a lot of people actually saying they wanted it as a physical book, we've set that up as well that you can buy, and it comes through from Amazon. And basically all the profits of anything that we're doing, and we've set up an NHS fundraiser as well.
Oh, well done.
So I think we're just past the £1,000 mark.
That's great.
From people as well. So it's going really well.
I mean, had you done this sort of thing before? Had you written a book?
Absolutely not.
It's this first time.
Yeah, first time. I work in, I do websites and things, and my wife's in payroll, so... No prior author.
Well,
authoring.
I mean, everyone's diversifying, Daniel. Who knows what's going to happen at the end of this? You might come out with a new career.
I feel like we've got a niche, so it only happens when there's sort of like, what, you know, big illnesses going on in the world, though. So hopefully we don't have to write another one.
Oh, hopefully. But well done. Thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for uploading.
Thanks. Cheers. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye. Uploads with Michelle Jordan on BBC Radio Berkshire.